I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And, you know, now that we have a big election coming up in November, we here at the radio station are going to tell people to, you know, get out and vote. And you absolutely should get out and vote if you're into it. You know, I've noticed over the years how MTV used to say, get out and rock the vote, and they used to try to get as many young people to vote as possible. I'm not a big fan of that.
You're not, John?
No, Coleman, I'm not a big fan of that. You know, when MTV did the rock the vote and said, you know, grab as many 18, 19, and 20-year-olds as you can to get out and vote. The deal is, most 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, not only don't they care about voting, they have no idea what's going on and what they're voting for. Now, some do. A small percentage do. But when they ask us to go round up as many people to get out and vote as possible, I don't agree with that. Because if you're not really into it and someone has to tell you, hey, you should go vote, and here's what's important, then you shouldn't be voting. Yeah, Coleman, don't you agree?
I have mixed feelings about it. I believe that you should be able to vote no matter what. It's a right.
Of course you should.
I mean, I get what you're saying. You're saying you would prefer it if they hadn't, but I'm just saying, look, I think the dumbest idiot has the right to vote whether we like it or not, and I'm not against it.
No, and that's true, and I agree with you, but why should we sit here as a radio station, and I sit here as a radio host, and go tell people, come on, you should get out to the polls and go vote. Why should I kick someone in the butt to go do that if they ordinarily wouldn't do it?
And they
really don't know what the hell they're voting for anyways.
I get what you mean. Don't try to sell it to them if they're not interested in it.
Of course.
Right. All right. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
That's why I'm not a big fan of the, hey, rock the vote. Go round up as many, especially young people. And it doesn't really matter what age. You could be 40 or 50 years old, and if you really don't care about voting and you don't really have any interest in it, and you need someone like me, some guy on the radio to say, hey, dude, get out and vote. It's your right. Well, maybe you shouldn't be voting.
Well, maybe they should change the catchphrase to get educated, then go vote.
Yes.
All right.
I'm with you there.
Well, let's do that then. Hey, get educated before you go vote. Get educated on the issues, the candidates, the history. Then go vote after you've made an informed decision.
Yes. Like I'll say, look, hey, you know, we have an election coming up. How do you feel about A, B, and C? And I'll give you different things, different issues. If you have an opinion on those issues, great. But the problem is a lot of people, they really don't have an opinion on the issues.
I remember a few years ago, me and my friends were talking about having a fantasy voting where instead of putting candidates' names on a ballot, you just put issues on the ballot.
Yes.
And whatever candidate lines up with those issues, that's the one who wins. Like, you just eliminate the names, just say what their stances are on the issues, and then you vote for the stances that you have on the issues, and then whoever aligns closely with those issues, that's who wins. And then, like, oh, I didn't know that's the guy, you know, but... That's not how it works.
No, this is not how it works. I mean, do you think taxes should be higher or lower? You would think most Americans would think taxes should be lower, but that's not the case. There are some people that think, oh, no, raise my taxes.
Well, put that on the ballot.
What the hell's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? So anyways, as we get closer to the election, I know they're asking us here at Bayou to tell people to get out and rock the vote and go out. But the way I look at it is, look, if you really don't care about voting and you really don't want to vote and you don't really think about these issues or have an opinion on these issues, no, stay away. Don't vote, please, because we don't need some uneducated vote canceling out your educated vote, right?
Right.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I was just reading how the French Market Corporation here in New Orleans, they want full rent from all of their shop owners, despite the fact that many of the businesses there in the French Market on Decatur Street, one of the most famous places here in New Orleans, even though many of the shops have been shut down because of coronavirus. One of the French Quarter shop owners, Rhonda Findlay, is very frustrated. She said, quote, "I'm going to go bankrupt, and it doesn't seem like anyone's paying attention." She rents a Decatur Street storefront from the French Market Corporation. That's a city agency that says, pay up full rent. We want your full rent, even though we're in the... They went back to charging full rent July 1st, last month. Even though foot traffic has made her Crescent City-centric boutique Pop City profitable since 2008, but it has slowed to a trickle during the coronavirus situation. Her rent is $5,500 a month for her store. $5,500 a month. But usually that was no issue being in the French Market, Coleman, because there was so much traffic, so much foot traffic, that's a tourist-centric place. And she's never had an issue. She's, as a matter of fact, here's the $5,500 a month rent, and she still makes good money. She's been open since 2008. But suddenly now, she's having a tough time paying that $5,500 a month rent because there's hardly any people walking around. And who do you blame? I mean, the
that's all about. It's easy to look at those who want their rent as the bad guys, but they're suffering through this economy too, and they may really need their full rent, or they might go out of business.
You know, we're gonna see, Coleman, and we've talked about this a few times on the show. You know, people have been getting a break with the extra $600 a week unemployment on top of the regular $200 that they normally get. That ended. Congress is still trying to figure out what they're gonna do.
I think
Donald Trump signed an executive order, the president, last weekend, saying we're going to go down to $400 extra. $400 extra a week on your unemployment. And some people are saying that that's not constitutional, what he did. The Senate and the House of Representatives have to agree on something, but they're fighting, the Democrats and Republicans, they're fighting. And we had an issue when almost 70% of the people that were getting the extra $600 a week on top of the regular unemployment, almost 70% of those people, that was more money than they got from their jobs.
So it gave them incentive not to go to work.
Yeah, and that's a problem. We can't have a system like that. We can't have a system where, I don't care if it's a pandemic or not, where the government is paying 70% of Americans more money not to work than they were getting paid at their regular jobs to go to work. That can't be happening. So that's why the bringing it down to 400, an extra $400 a week on top of the 200, might not have been that big of a deal, but they're still trying to figure that out. But what do you do? Because, look, when the government shut us down, you couldn't ask people to pay their rent or to pay their mortgage.
Right.
But then the landlords and the banks are thinking to themselves, well, we still need the rent paid and we still need the mortgage paid.
And we had some landlords, some owners of properties text us and tell us, look, we're not trying to be a-holes. It's just that we need the rent money, too, because this is our livelihood. So if we don't get our rent from our tenants, then we're out. Like, we're going to go bankrupt, you know? So it's hard to put the blame on one person or one entity.
But we are going to see, Coleman, a lot of stories like this, like this shop owner that the French Market Corporation wants their full rent, and the shop owner's like, look, we don't have people here. What am I supposed to do? We're going to start seeing that now as we move through August into September, into October. We're going to start seeing landlords evict people because cities, including New Orleans, they had a safety net for a little while during coronavirus. Hey, you're not allowed to evict people and you're getting the extra money right now, but it's all going to come to an end soon, and we're going to start seeing people get evicted. We're going to start seeing more businesses go out of business.
It's going to be tough because some people are going to be squeezed out, but the thing is, people have to make their money, so it'll be better for, I hate to say it this way, it'd be better for a landlord to kick somebody out and hopefully find somebody that could potentially pay for the rent later, and you feel bad for the person that you got to evict, but they have to make a living.
Well, I just thought this was an interesting story how here in New Orleans, the French Market Corporation, they want their full rent, and they want it now. And they're going to start kicking people out even if they can't pay the full rent. And we know that a lot of businesses can't pay the full rent, just like a lot of people renting apartments can't pay their full rent because the traffic's not here, the business isn't here. So stay tuned. I know we're going to make it out of this. I'm the eternal optimist. I know we're going to make it out of this, but I think it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Did you see where the State Department is warning Americans against traveling to Libya? Damn, there goes my weekend. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it looks like the Pelicans are gonna end their relationship with their head coach, Alvin Gentry.
I know you're excited about that.
Yeah, 5 years of losing. And he's had some tough breaks with injuries and such. But this is a young team. They need a different type of coach. He's an old guy. He lets them just do pretty much what they want. He has never really cared about defense, but maybe with a team of veterans you can do that. You can't do that with such young players, and they're gonna have to let him go. And I've said, Coleman, that their new general manager, I think his official title is president of basketball operations. His name's David Griffin. You know, most of the moves he's made since he's got here, I agree with. And he has won an NBA championship when he was doing the same job he's doing now with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sure, they had LeBron James.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of difference.
We have Zion Williamson.
That makes a lot of difference, too.
And I like the moves he's made, but this is definitely not the right coach. It's they've got to get a coach who can relate to young players, and also a coach who puts a little bit of emphasis on defense.
Or a coach with a winning record.
Yeah. I mean, Alvin Gentry, you look at his career as an NBA head coach, all he does is lose. I mean, he's lost a lot more games than he's won. And they couldn't have been more disappointing coming out in the bubble, in the NBA bubble here, with the restart of the season down in Orlando, Florida. I mean, the NBA set it up so the Pelicans would get a lot of
spotlight.
It would be on them because of Zion Williamson. I mean, the Pelicans had the easiest schedule. They had to win 5 or 6 out of the 8 games. There was 8 games, and then the way they set it up, they didn't even have to get the 8th and final playoff spot. They set it up so they could have come in 9th, and they would have been able to play a play-in game to get into the playoffs to play against LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. But they just were blown out from the beginning.
You know, they say hindsight is 20/20. Let's say Zion didn't have that family issue and he didn't have to leave the bubble at all for those few little for that week or so that he had to get out. And you think he'd have had more play time?
He wouldn't have been on when they came back, he was only playing, 15 minutes a game? And they said he was on a minute restriction because he was out of the bubble because he had a family emergency. And then when he came back but I don't understand. He's 19 years old. I don't understand, especially that first game. They could have put him in for the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game when it was really close. But anyways, I didn't agree with any of that. But they're going to get a new coach, and I think the future looks bright. And we've told you that some of the players down there in the NBA bubble, they're not happy because their girlfriends or any woman they're having sex with is not allowed in the bubble. As a matter of fact, Instagram models will be kept outside of the NBA bubble.
When I first heard read the headline of that story, at first I was like, oh man, I feel for these guys because, you know, they're gonna be deprived, and of course some are gonna sneak in, but just that anger of knowing that these guys can't do what they want to do, these young players. Then I thought, well, that might make the games entirely different because they're gonna have all that pent up aggression that they could take out on the court.
More energy.
Yeah, they have more energy. They start throwing more elbows. It'll be more aggressive. So I'm curious to see how a game would sex-deprived athletes look like.
Ahead of the arrival of league-sanctioned guests, the NBA will begin requiring players to prove, quote-unquote, long-standing relationships with non-family members. The league and the players agreed to keep casual acquaintances known by the player only through social media or that way from joining the Disney-based bubble. Meaning that, yeah, so any woman that comes into the bubble has to be a long-term relationship, not some woman you just met off of Instagram or some woman that you just met off of social media. And the NBA is watching these guys.
And there's conjugal visits.
Yeah, and if one of these young NBA players, if they want to bring in one of these women, the NBA, some official is talking to them saying, look, how long have you been going out with this woman? And because they're trying to be careful. They don't want any. This is a bubble, Coleman.
But
it's a bubble.
I understand it's a bubble.
You can't mess with the bubble.
But what is a woman that you've known for 5 years that hasn't been in a bubble doing different from maybe a woman you just met 5 days ago? They both go to the same grocery stores. They both go out to eat. So, like, I don't think the time that you've known a person makes a difference when it comes to the actual safety.
Well, this is one thing that's bothering some of the young NBA players.
It would bother me, too.
In the bubble down there here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, only classic rock station. Did you know that binge drinking is defined as more than 5 drinks in one sitting? Which is why after every 4th drink, I stand up. I don't want to get that tag, that label. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And yesterday an announcement was made that didn't surprise us. When the city of New Orleans, along with the state of Louisiana, announced that when the Saints open up their season in the Superdome, that there will be no fans. But they're going game by game. And the way I look at it, I don't think they're going to be playing with any fans during the whole season. But as long as they play football, that's all that matters. And I know it stinks, especially if you're a season ticket holder. If you go to the games, I mean, the first game this year was going to be Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah, they did bring Rob back after he won the 24/7 championship on WWE.
and the Tampa Bay Bucks coming to town, but there will be no fans, and they said they're going to go week by week. Then week two they play on the road out in Las Vegas against the Las Vegas Raiders. The first year they got a brand new stadium and they can have no fans in there. They've already announced they're not having fans for the whole season.
Does it sound weird coming off your tongue, Las Vegas Raiders?
A little bit weird, but and then the Saints. Said that they'll have an announcement about week 3, which is the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers coming to town. But I don't expect any fans for the rest of this season. As a matter of fact, our mayor, our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTax de Cantrell, besides owing the federal government and now over $100,000 in taxes, because I'm sure she hasn't paid them this year either. She said that she doesn't want any large gatherings in the city of New Orleans for the rest of this calendar year. So that would be through December 31st. So I don't expect any fans for any Saints games in the Superdome this year. I know that totally sucks. but it's the situation we're in.
When you said they're going week to week, you're talking about the Saints organization said they're going week to week to decide whether they have fans or not, right? But isn't it up to the mayor overall?
It's up to local leaders, local authorities. So it's up to the mayor. It's up to the governor.
All right. All right.
So the Saints made the announcement yesterday as the state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans continue to contend with the coronavirus pandemic. So they're in this together. But again, and if you're listening right now, because I've got a bunch of friends who they're still in limbo. They're season ticket holders, but they said we really haven't heard much. This is really all they've heard. Did you even get your season tickets for this year? Are you opting in or are you opting out? Because at this point, I think it's a done deal. And you know, maybe the second half of the season, they might have 25% capacity. But then which season ticket holders are the 25%? Which season ticket holders are they going to pick to be the 25% who go?
I've heard a lot of theories about this. First of all, there were a lot of people saying that they're not going to go with their season tickets because of all the politicization in NFL right now. That discouraged them prior. Now, I heard some people say they're going to keep their season tickets as a novelty because they're going to be worth money at some point. You have these tickets that say 2020 on it, and it was like the worst year in football history. Maybe 20 years down the line, they're like, look, I got a season ticket from back when football was shut down, and it could be worth some money sometime in the future.
Pretty cool to put those in a frame and hang them up. Yeah. Because this is the year we'll be looking back at saying this is the year that nobody could go to Saints games.
Right. So it could probably be worth some money sometime in the future.
So they're gonna go week by week, but I don't think there's gonna be anybody in the Superdome for any Saints football this year, but as long as they play the games, right? But if you're bummed out, I mean that's the one thing. If you're a season ticket holder, if you go to a lot of games, yeah, you're bummed out. But as football fans go, and I can speak for myself, as long as we get football to watch, all right. If you're a season ticket holder, text us. Or if you're someone who was going to go to games and now you're not going to games, what are you doing? Especially if you're a season ticket holder, are you still holding out hope? Did you hang on to your season tickets this year? Because even if you hung on to them, you won't have to pay for games if you're not going, and you'll be able to use those for next year. Or did you already opt out because of the players taking a knee? The politics of the whole thing. Text us. Let us know at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. And if your text is good, we'll read it on the show coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Yesterday on the show, we told you the top 10 highest paid actors in Hollywood, according to Forbes magazine. Cha-ching. And we were talking about that. And if you didn't hear, we've got the list. It's on our website at bayou957.com if you want to go check that out. But according to that list, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was number one. He was the highest paid actor in the year 2020, according to Forbes magazine. He made $87.5 million this year.
Jeez.
Again, making him 2020's highest paid actor. Wow. Imagine how much he would earn if he could actually act. He made a lot more than that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And a store that we've talked about on this show in the past is back in the news. It's making headlines. The store is the last Blockbuster video store on earth. We've talked about that. It's in Bend, Oregon. It's the last one.
Bend, Oregon?
Yeah.
So it's in Bend, O?
Yeah, but Bend, the name of the town is Bend, Coleman. Bend, Oregon. It's 20 years old, that Blockbuster video rental store. And it literally is the last Blockbuster video store on earth, because who rent VCR tapes anymore. I mean, you go back. If you go back before the internet, and I remember, I mean, going into Blockbuster videos on a Friday and getting videos, that was the cool thing. That was the thing to do. Hey, we're gonna watch movies on a video cassette.
Yeah, and you had to break through that hard plastic case that they had for the videos.
Who would have ever thought that Blockbuster Video would go out of business?
One of the hardest decisions you had to make on Friday, you get a special, like you get 3 for $2. And you had to, they had all these options of what movies you wanted to bring home for the weekend. And it was hard to just pick 3. Like, oh, which $3 one? You'll put one back and you pick up another one. But now with the internet, you can just, with the streaming service, you can literally just play whatever you want at any time.
Yeah, and you know, Blockbuster had a chance. They had a chance to buy Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no back in the day. Yeah. They had a chance, and they had a chance to buy them at a very reasonable price as well. If you want to go do a little cool reading, read about that. But anyways, they didn't, and the internet came, and Blockbuster Video became a thing of the past. Well, there's one Blockbuster Video store left on Earth, and it's in Bend, Oregon, and people there like that store. They still go there. Anyways, they're making news because they're offering people an opportunity to sleep over at that store, like an Airbnb sleepover.
Hmm.
It's the last remaining Blockbuster location on Earth. It's going to hand the keys to whoever gets this. And you don't even have to have a membership card.
They still have those too, Blockbuster memberships?
Yeah.
You think they'll just let anybody come in? Please take whatever you want. Bring whatever you want. Just bring them back.
It's going to be a 1990s style slumber party. The offer available on vacation rental site Airbnb will see bookings begin on August 17th for one night stays. Host up to 4 people. And it's going to be between September 18th and 20th. So I guess for 3 nights, they're offering this up for 3 nights, September 18th, September 19th, and September 20th. And it's just $4 a night. And that's one penny more than the cost of a vintage video rental. They used to be $3.99.
I think this could be a successful Blockbuster just because the novelty of it being the very last one. If they change their format around and just stop being just a rental place, but be more like a nostalgic museum type deal, like come on a Blockbuster and come see how things used to be, they could really make, like, you know, charge tickets to come in and see what the last Blockbuster looked like. They could really make money off this.
Well, they've got a couch set up in front of a big screen, and then there's the video cassettes all around you in this, and it's going to be pretty cool. I know there's a lot of people that would love to do this. It's just $4 a night, and again, they're doing it for 3 nights in September, and you can go and put your name in and try to land that. Remember when Blockbuster Video, it was the go-to destination for videos and not only movies, but video games, compact discs. You could rent music there. At their height, Blockbuster had 9,000 stores around the globe, and now there's one left, and it's in Bend, Oregon. And now you can go sleep there one of 3 nights in September as an Airbnb for $4 a night.
Another thing I would do as a promotion at that Blockbuster was have the under 20 VCR challenge, where you get people under 20 years old try to figure out how to work a VCR.
That would be fun. Hey, coming up on the show, Coleman, Tipitina's, one of the great places to see live music here in New Orleans. Tipitina's Uptown. They've got a new television online series that they're launching. We're going to tell you about it because they're scrambling. They're trying to do whatever they can to try to stay alive during this time as well. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. A new poll I just saw shows rapper Kanye West stuck at 2%. He's running for president, but he's only at 2%. He must be frustrated about that. He's been campaigning for over 2 months, and he's still tied with low-fat milk. Hey, Coleman, you think Kanye, because you're a Kanye fan, you think Kanye will get more than 2%?
It depends on his campaign. If he brings Kim K out, and it depends on his VP pick, I say go with Caitlyn Jenner.
That would be some ticket, huh?
Yeah. West and Jenna. I'm with it.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to tell you something that Tipitina's uptown here in New Orleans is doing. That's really cool because they're having all kinds of trouble. The guys in the band Galactic just bought Tipitina's, and they were doing all right, but now because of coronavirus, they're in all kinds of trouble. Well, we're going to tell you what they're doing to try to stave off that trouble next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And, you know, living in New Orleans, I've lived in New Orleans now for 12 and a half years. But living here in the year 2020, this is not the same city that I've lived in for the last 12 and a half years. This is not the same city.
This is not the same world.
I know it's not the same world, Coleman, but, and obviously everybody could say what I just said, but New Orleans especially. When you think what this city is all about, it's about going out, live music, drinking, having a good time, socializing. And those are the things that just don't happen anymore because of coronavirus. The things that define the city of New Orleans were taken away from us. That's unlike most other places here in America. And I know coronavirus has put the screws to a lot of people financially, and it's messed up a lot of things. But when you think about this city, when you think about New Orleans, what we're known for, coronavirus just took basically a knife and just stuck it right in the middle of us.
Right in the culture. Like things like second lines, that's synonymous with New Orleans. We weren't allowed to have second lines. Things like just drive-through daiquiris. You know, people from out of town, when they would come visit me, and I'll go through a daiquiri and just walk out with it, their minds would be blown. Like, whoa, they just let you walk out? Like, yeah, sure.
But when you think about, what do you mean I can't go? I'm in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean I cannot go see live music and I cannot go to a bar to drink alcohol?
Right.
Just those two things. What do you mean? Those two things right there define the city of New Orleans. And I don't know, nobody knows when we're going to be able to go into a bar, sit down, have a beer, have a drink, and watch a live band again. Nobody knows when that's coming back. Nobody. And out of all of the great venues that there are here in the city to go see live music, one of my favorites has always been Tipitina's.
Yes.
I lived in that neighborhood for a while, uptown. And Tipitina's, not that long before coronavirus started, was bought by the New Orleans band Galactic. The members of that band Galactic, by the way, Galactic is absolutely fantastic. You talk about musicianship. That is those guys are insane. They bought Tipitina's, and then all of a sudden, and they were doing all right. And then coronavirus happened. Now they're struggling. Like, imagine you own a place and the place that you own does live music,
right,
and alcohol. And those two things you can't do. You cannot do the only two things that you do in your business.
In Tipitina's especially, because it already had the name recognition, it already has the history.
Historic place.
It was set to go.
Well, Tipitina's, they're now offering something. It's called Tipitina's TV Online Series. And they had bands play on that historic stage uptown inside Tipitina's, but they played in the empty room because they weren't allowed to have anybody there to watch them. But now you will be able to watch them online. Tipitina's TV Online Series is launching with new live performances by Galactic.
Mm-hmm.
The Radiators, another legendary New Orleans band, and others as well. It premieres this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. With Galactic's going to be the first show. It's the inaugural season of Tipitina's TV. And then it'll continue with the Rebirth Brass Band on August 22nd.
All right.
Anders Osborne on August 29th. Tank and the Bangas on September 5th. Samantha Fish on September 12th. And then the last show, the Radiators, on September 19th. A virtual ticket for a single show is $11.99. Or you can get the entire six-show season for $49.99.
That's not that bad, considering other streaming service that's available.
Of course it's not that bad. That's a pretty good deal. And you could then crank that up at your own home, in your backyard or in your living room or wherever. Just hook it up to your great surround sound or whatever the case may be. And you could have these live shows now wherever you want them. And tickets are available at the Tipitina's website. You can go there, tipitinas.com.
I would do it just to support, just because I like Tipitina's. Tipitina's, well, we've been there a few times, and I've had some great blurry memories at Tipitina's. Most of it was me vomiting in a toilet. But just to be in that atmosphere, and that's something you can't replace, but you kind of want to. I like the venue so much, I would pay. I would pay $11.99 for a concert. I would pay $40 for a Tipitina's concert, just to support the venue for all the memories that I had.
Absolutely.
Going there.
The ones that you can remember. And like I said, Coleman, I lived in two different houses right near Tipitina's when I lived uptown, and you've been to both of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And I became friends with the people that worked at Tipitina's. I remember going there. There was a night when Dr. John was still alive and he was playing there. And I forgot he was playing. And I showed up. I walked up there. He went on like 11 or 11:15 or something like that. I walked over there. It was all sold out. But my friend Tank, who's always at the door and is a manager there and runs the place, said, hey, come on. And slid me through a side door. And, I mean, I have so many nights like that I remember around Tipitina's. And
Tipitina's is one of those spots I kind of vaguely remember being in the green room a few times with some of the bands, but I just don't remember it. That's how great of a time I had it.
Upstairs there,
Then it was Tipitina's. Yes, I've been to the green room a few times, had a few beers with some band members, went to the tour bus with some of the band members. It was awesome.
Well, if you're listening and you want some great New Orleans live music that you can have in your house, and you're helping out a legendary, historic venue here in New Orleans, Tipitina's. Check out Tipitina's TV online series with all of those bands I just mentioned. $49.99. It's a great deal. And you can go check that out on their website at tipitinas.com. Love those guys up there. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Just read this story. Well, they found a pile of UPS packages that were left in a parking lot for weeks. For weeks. Not many of us rely on UPS, and most of the time I've never had an issue. But this one woman out there, she was waiting for a package and waiting out in Cirrus, California, and she never got her package, and then she made a few phone calls, and the next thing you know, they went looking around town, and they went into this parking lot, and they found, Coleman, just a bunch of UPS packages that a UPS driver just left there. you would think if a UPS driver was going to lose it, he would probably steal the packages, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think those are unfulfilled orders.
Yeah, and then they went to this parking lot, and all of a sudden, there was just a bunch of boxes. They were a bunch of UPS packages just sitting there. I would think to myself, if I work, whether it's FedEx, UPS, wherever, and I lose it, and I can't deal with it anymore, and I just take off, wouldn't you steal them? Wouldn't you take the packages instead of just dumping them off in a parking lot?
And that's one big pile of...
Yeah.
And that's not the dumbest thing we read all day.
No, the pile of UPS packages left in a parking lot for weeks is not the dumbest thing I read all morning. That's coming up next. And it has to do with the state of Florida, of course, and a gun range.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Yeah. Firefighters rescue teen trapped in safe at gun range. And this was in Florida, of course. Firefighters responded to a gun range in Florida to rescue a teenager who became trapped inside a large gun safe on the showroom floor. What? The Orlando Fire Department said the teenage girl climbed into the safe Tuesday at Shooter's World in Orlando. Shooter. And the door closed behind her, trapping her inside. So she just happened to climb into it the other day, and when after she climbed into it, the door closed behind her. Next thing you know, she's trapped. The next thing you know, a bunch of the Orlando firefighters showed up, and they used hydraulic extraction tools to force the door open.
I didn't even know those were available.
The teenager was not injured during the rescue. They were able to get her out of there. And
so nobody who works there knew the combination to the safe?
Coleman, this girl climbed into the safe and the door closed behind her. That's all I know.
I think that's the dumbest part of the story, that there's a safe that nobody knows the combination to.
And usually you only keep guns in there, but a teenage girl climbed in there, the door shut, and they next thing you know, they had to call the Orlando Fire Department with hydraulic extraction tools.
Florida never ceases to amaze
no,
me.
So when you think you can...
When you teased the last segment, you said it has something to do with Florida, and it has something to do with guns. I would have never thought that the way we were going was somebody locked themselves in a gun safe. I thought somebody shot themselves in a hoo-hoo. I thought that's where we were going, but Florida doesn't tell me again. You just can't figure out what these people are going to do next.
No. It's just firefighters rescue teenager trapped in safe at a gun range, and they rescued her by using hydraulic extraction tools because somebody, I guess, didn't know the combination. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Hey, it's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it. Kick back and crank it up and rock. Right now, it's our commercial free ride on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.